We're not going to predict whether more turbulence lies ahead for Wall Street, but it's clear that the problems of Alberto Gonzalez aren't over yet. The attorney general has until Thursday to resolve inconsistencies in his testimony before the Senate Judiciary Committee. His troubles stem from the firings of 9 federal prosecutors. This past week, the House Judiciary Committee approved contempt citations against White House Chief of Staff Josh Bolton and former White House counsel Harriet Myers for refusing to testify in the case. The contempt charges struck a chord with NPR senior news analyst Dan Shore.
I have more than a passing interest in contempt citations. I was threatened with one by the House Ethics Committee in 1976. It was because I had refused to disclose the source of a sensitive report by the House Intelligence Committee on CIA misdeeds. The House had voted to suppress the report so the public wouldn't see it, but I saw it, and the Ethics Committee wanted to know how. So I am in a position to answer questions about what the Senate and House can do to you. Question 1. How is a contempt citation enforced? Well, normally it's referred to the U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia. He then takes it before a grand jury. Is that likely to happen with Josh Bolton and Harriet Myers? No, because the Justice Department won't let the U.S. Attorney pursue the case. So, is that the end of it? Not necessarily. Congress has what is called the inherent power to make arrests and to conduct its own trials. In fact, Congress used to be able to confine persons found in contempt, and there's still a sort of a cell for that purpose in the Capitol basement. It hasn't been occupied for a long time. Next question. Can the sergeant-at-arms actually go to the White House and arrest the chief of staff? Theoretically, but it is not very likely. I don't think you'll see the sergeant-at-arms in pitched battle with the Secret Service on the White House lawn. So what did the House Ethics Committee threaten me with in 1976? Well, the committee chairman warned that I could be subject to 2 years in jail and a $20,000 fine. And what happened? Well, I testified in open session, and the committee then voted 6-5 not to find me in contempt, but to reprimand me. I didn't much like being scolded, but it sure beat a couple of years in the jailhouse. This is Daniel Shore.
And for the record, here's a snippet of Daniel Shore before the House Ethics Committee in 1976.
And if you'll permit me one last personal word, beyond all this constitutional argument, I would like to say, beyond all of this, to betray a source would be for me to betray myself, my career, and my life, and to say that I refuse to do it isn't quite saying it right. I cannot do it.
You're listening to NPR News.